On the Big Sports Breakfast, this golf report is brought to you by Paul Gow Masterclass. Come play, learn and laugh with one of Australia's great golfing personalities. Visit paulgow.com.au for your masterclass experience.
G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. It's the week of a major. How good is it?
Well, I don't know. Jason Day's put a bit of a downer on himself, mate. He said he's only had one practice round at the course. His wife's been crook.
He's not to take the pressure off himself.
He's not feeling good, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, he'll be right. You know, beware of the injured sports person.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, I agree too. The only thing I've got with Jace is that 3 weeks in a row that he's playing. He finished off well in Canada last week. But unlike Dustin Johnson, who doesn't exert a lot of energy when he plays golf, Jason exerts a lot of energy. He puts a lot into every shot. You see his pre-shot routine. That takes a lot out of you. And it's going to be hot this week. We know that he's up for majors, but he's played 3 weeks in a row. I know you say that's not much, but he's had the flu. And there's no excuses for him. He's other than the other players are better on the week. So, his wife rushed off with an allergic reaction last night at the hospital. It's all happening. He's got the flu. He's picked it up from the kids. But you're right, Flats. I've had some of my best weeks where I've felt absolutely terrible. My expectations are extremely low. Some putts go in, and all of a sudden you feel good.
You're on a roll.
Who knows?
Well, that's what Adam Scott is saying he needs, is just to chill out a little bit. He said that he's getting too intense with, the last two majors anyway. He feels he's got to relax a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Scotty's a big chance this week. If he can actually take that mindset in, Gary Barter, Matt Jones's coach was at the British Open and said, geez, Adam Scott is hitting it beautifully. He just gets intense on the greens. He walks in there and it's like a new part of the game. Instead of making it just one whole game, he puts all that pressure into the putting. And I think it's more to do with the press and people around him because he gets asked every day. But he hits a lot of greens. So he hits a lot of fairways and greens. So he has a lot of putts from the 15 and 18 feet. And I tell you what, they're hard to hole if you're not Jordan Spieth. He's the only one that I've seen hole them consistently. So I think Scotty's in for a good week.
I love Scott. I just sometimes think you've got to hit him with a... I know emotion's not rewarded in golf, Gowie, but you've got to hit him with a taser gun sometimes to fire him up.
Well, he's got the best caddy to fire him up in there, and I think that's been Steve's best attribute to him is firing him up. So this might be the week for him. The golf course is set up. It's going to be really hot. This is Queensland weather. It's very humid this week.
Steamy.
The guys have they're toweling down every 5 minutes because it's that hot. The weather's supposed to stay there. I know you love your weather. Well, this is going to be hot.
Yeah.
The Women's British Open.
Yeah. I know it's one of their majors, but it's gone on probably under the media's lines there. But Minji Lee, I think she's a big chance this week to win her first major. She's playing well. There's a high in the family office with Min Woo Lee winning last week in the junior event in the US. So she's playing lovely, and she played well in the Crown last week. So bunch of good players there. We just don't hear about it because the PGA is on the same week.
Now, Gary, seeing a lot of promo for your new show, mate. It's all starting. What do we expect?
It's a comedy show, isn't it?
I expect that I really do have a head for radio, but we're going out to do something I love. It's play golf, and I'm taking celebrities out. And Sterlo is my first victim next Tuesday night at 7:30. A new show on par with Paul Gow. So I get to take out celebrities who love the game of golf, and I ask them about their journey in life, in their sport, and golf, and give him a few tips along the way. So Sterlo needed a little bit of help with his chipping because he double hit a few.
Well, I could help him there.
Yeah. Should it not be called Over Par with Paul Gow?
I didn't come up with a name. But be without a doubt. But I've got Jimmy Barnes. I've got a great one next week, the week after, with Scotty McLaughlin and James Moffat, two of the gentlemen of the V8s. And I got to do a hot lap with James Moffat on Monday.
He's a good man,
this week.
James.
And it's still running down my leg. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it is incredible. It is.
I'll give you a tip. It's normally good that you let other people say it's a good show instead of saying, I've got a good show. You know, because other people judge that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
that's just a little bit of a...
Thanks for the tip. You've been so helpful over the years to this point. So, thank
Gowie,
you very much.
Let's confirm it, mate. Rory McIlroy, $10 at tab.com.au is your overall winner. Your best roughies?
Yeah, well, I've got some roughies here. I've got Nicholas Kolsarts. He's had three top tens in the last nine events. And Hideki Masayama, who is a long hitter of the ball. I'm taking a stab here. at these two guys. They're showing, you know, that they've got form, but not quite, you know, sort of getting through there. But the PGA is one of those. We remember 25 years ago, the great John Daly, ninth reserve, and he won the event. So the PGA normally throws up a bit of a wobbly.
Looking forward to your new program, mate.
Gary, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, above standard. It'll be fantastic.
And maybe not, but thanks, fella.
Good on you, Gowie. We'll be watching his brand new golf show. What a champion he is.